This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday. Brand new week. Nothing we can do about that. Although we can make this the greatest week of your life. All you got to do is listen to a little bit more K-Rock. We're on every single morning straight up through 11 a.m. Summer hours rolling on. Back to school. Maybe it's your first week back. We feel for you. Teacher, sucks for you. Kid, sucks for you. Parents, good days for you.
Congratulations.
So here we go. Let's go ahead and add to the fun by giving you another destination as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA.
Prepare to be surprised.
And this one is thick for a few reasons. It's not just your standard Road Trip USA thing. There's actually a lot of benefits to this one, which would mean if you haven't won anything in a while, this would be the one you want to win. K-Rock has just announced, or I guess we're announcing right now, I'm sure we've been scooped on Instagram like we always are, that we, K-Rock, will be doing a private show at the El Rey Theater. And the only way to get into that show is, of course, to win your way into the show. And every single person who gets tickets this week during K-Rock's Road Trip USA will get tickets to go to that private show at the El Rey. And I love doing little shows here at the building and the sound space. And we love getting you into the kind of big shows that happen at the Forum and, you know, the Hollywood Bowl. That's been cool.
Yeah, but these smaller, intimate shows,
we take over a venue,
are where it's at.
This is like my favorite, one of my favorite nights of the year that we do this, because it's all K-Rock people. It's at a place where you're going to see a big band nice up and close. And if you win this week, starting at 9 o'clock this morning, happening every hour through 6 p.m., you will be seeing right here in Southern California at a top secret location. I just gave it away. It's the El Rey. Top secret date. This band right here. KG Elephant is your band, intimate show, K-Rock only show, must win your way in, no riffraff, just winners, and we'll make that happen for you. But this is where it gets even better, Ali, okay, because that's stop one of the Road Trip USA, local show, El Rey, you'll be there. If you end up being the winner of this, which means you go from the standby list to the actual boarding list, you will get to go fly and see that band again in another city. And it just so happens that that band, Cage the Elephant, will be playing with another band that I think you've heard of before.
So you can get both of them, a twofer.
So you will get Cage the Elephant again, and you will get this band.
But don't look back in anger. See things I never see.
So there you go. We did not misspeak for a change. You will get Cage and Oasis, and that show will be happening in New York City.
So you're going to see Cage here.
Cage
then
here.
You'll see Cage in New York and Oasis in New York. And you could be one of those stories of the person who got in and then got hit in the face and passed out and missed the whole show.
Yeah, you could be viral.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty great. If you play
your
cards right.
I'm very excited to be able to announce that to you now. That is K-Rock's Road Trip USA continues sending you to the coolest shows around the country. It's Cage at the El Rey, a private K-Rock show, and then a second chance to see them again, this time with Oasis. And this is when you want to see Oasis, because as Ali said earlier, you could get your very own commemorative Oasis tambourine thrown at your face.
Lots of ways to get kicked in the head. So, three different chances to make a fool of yourself.
That's right. And that's what we like to do around here. As people that make fools of ourselves professionally on a daily basis, nothing makes us happier than other people making fools of themselves.
Woohoo!
As well. So there you have it. That's the big news to start this hour with. You'll win your first pair of tickets coming up in less than an hour at 9 o'clock. And then every hour thereafter, 10, 11, 12, straight up through 6 p.m., you get yourself the tickets and get on the standby list to go see Cage and Oasis in New York. All right, lots to get into this hour, and the dumb-off will officially begin in moments. We fear for the future on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Lots to give you later this morning, including those just announced tickets to see Cage at a private K-Rock show at the El Rey and potentially go see them again on the East Coast with Oasis.
Klein, over the weekend, I had the chance to check out for the first time the OC Fair. I know you went.
Oh, lucky you.
Earlier, a few weeks ago, and had a great time. And I also had a great time. It's a great obviously a great experience, fun for the whole family, et cetera.
I'm a fair person, I've decided.
I enjoy rides, I enjoy games, I enjoy the concept. OC Fair was a lot of fun. As a person who does not like to spend money,
oh yeah,
it was a living hell at times. Mm-hmm. It was just a project, right, to navigate all the financial landmines that you can find at any fair. When you arrive, I mean, you have to pay to get in, and then you pay to get the tickets. And as soon as we walked in, I think to myself, God, why have I come to a fair with a 3-year-old who wants to do, ride, and eat everything?
Yeah.
And a woman, my wife, who can be conned into anything.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people there. A lot of barkers there, especially if you walk through that. But, hey, yeah, you want your hair to be 3 inches longer?
Oh, my God. Like, everything is, you know, hey, you want to play this game? Hey, you want to buy this thing? Hey, you. And she's the, yes, I do.
Right.
Yes.
She's such a sucker. She's
like got her eyes right. ready to lock with anybody. And like, I am tunnel vision straight through to where we want to get to.
When you
next.
Walk through just a regular mall with her and all those mall kiosk people are trying to like,
oh
get,
my God.
She falls for all of them. She goes kiosk
Here's
to kiosk.
Here's a Wonder Wand. Yeah, no problem.
You're like, hey, can I clean your shoe real quick and show you this works?
Sure you can. Yeah, I've got poppers on, but it doesn't matter.
She just stops.
She's that person.
And every single one.
So, yes, that's how
so
she
is. So funny. I always wonder, because I know that there's most people that do tunnel vision. They just, they don't want to be rude, but they're like, not today, no time, gotta go.
Oh, and she's easily impressed. She'll do that thing where she looks at you like, oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, look at this new product.
And she's a buyer, too, because if it works even a little bit there, she's like, we gotta load up. Let's get 6.
Exactly. So we get a pack of tickets. We get the whatever the $50 for 40 tickets pack.
That doesn't last long.
I didn't realize it doesn't last long. We were back buying more within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Did they have an unlimited option or no?
Well, no, they had a wristband that you could get that would get you to the front of the line, but we were there kind of early, so it wasn't a lot. Like, lines weren't necessarily an issue.
I was telling you that I went, I don't remember there being an unlimited. I do that you could get the speed pass and avoid the lines, but I still think
But that's
you
better at night, I think, when there's a lot more
and
people.
And I still think it didn't help you as far as how many tickets you needed. And
no.
And the economy
that's
of scale
crazy.
Is that I know I'm not great at math to begin with, but Allie will explain. They make it so confusing on purpose, obviously, because they're like $50 gets you 43
tickets.
$5
was 4 tickets.
Yeah, I don't know.
So then you're leaving. You have to like do this math constantly in your head to figure out how much things are.
Right. And then you think, all right, I got 5 tickets. That should last me. And then the first thing you go to, there's like 9 tickets to do. And you're like, well,
is this a $10 train ride or am I crazy?
But you can't even, no one's doing that math because you know, people are drinking or they're all hopped up on funnel cake. So they can't possibly figure out the right numbers.
It is like a casino. So then,
why I love it. That's why I love it.
Then I realized the first thing that we pass by is the giant slide. Super fun, right? A 3-year-old, it's a dream.
Super fun.
For a 3-year-old, it is.
Probably the lamest thing there, the big slide.
So I go, great, go on the slide. But then there's this thing where there's one height requirement for you can go on this ride, and then there's another lower height requirement for you can go on this ride, but you need a person to go with you.
Yeah, an adult.
And my kid is right in the middle of that. So
that means you had to do the rides.
I had to do every single ride, meaning that you have to pay twice for every single ride.
I
have to do the slide with him. Yeah. I have to do the Pirates Gym. I have to do the little creep show thing.
Right.
So everything that he wanted to do, it was doubled.
And you try to say to them, because I said to one of the guys, I go, hey, look, I'm not going to have any fun. I promise you this.
And I'm like, I don't want to go on this pirate thing.
I went on one thing because my kid was too short and I had to. And I said, I will not enjoy this, so I'm not going to give you a ticket because I will not enjoy it. And the guy goes, that's not how it works.
Hold on. Why aren't you going to enjoy it? You have your child there, and you're having fun together.
The slide part is fun. You can get involved in some of that.
I've done that exact move, what you guys are talking about, and it was great.
They're having fun. They wanted to do the thing.
I'm having fun, too, because you're with your kid.
Yeah, in, like, a bounce house? That's only other 5-year-olds? Because I feel like at one point, I'm just too large to even move around in that area.
I just want to stand there and not get a lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, then I'm like, let's take a break from the games. We had already blown through our first thing of tickets and started another pack. Katie goes, okay, let's go get some food. I'm like, great. Hey, I know a guy. His name's Chicken Charlie. Let's go over and get some food at Chicken Charlie. She goes, no, I want these carne asada nachos. I'm like, okay, fine. We go.
You have a hookup at the fair.
So it's the one thing Chicken Charlie doesn't have.
And then she decides to get something else?
Yes.
Yeah. Chicken Charlie's menu has got 97 things on it.
Oh, my God. There's one side that has 10,000 things, and the other side has 10,000 more things.
I think the one thing he doesn't have is carne asada nachos.
Right, and that's what she wanted.
Other than that, I think he's got all of it. Right.
Not only does she buy them, she eats 3 of them, says she doesn't like it, and because she doesn't want to walk around with it, she wants to throw it away.
Yeah,
and because the nachos have things on them, my kid won't eat them.
Right.
So then I'm like, can we just, I'm trying to lure them over.
How much were that, 20?
21, I think.
Full.
So then I'm like, why don't we walk over to this area where the free stuff is? Why don't we see who won the table setting contest, guys? Why don't we go over to the livestock and look at the cow?
Right.
Why don't we, you know, they had
like
the
vegetables. Look at the carne asada nachos before they were carne asada nachos.
Did you see the vegetables at the vegetable competition?
Oh, you wanted to do all the lame stuff?
It's not lame. It's included in the ticket price.
Oh, yeah. That's all the free area. Yeah, it's no one that's over there.
Okay. Well, there were some really beautiful table settings, Klein.
Table settings?
And Wesley liked it as well.
Why would anyone who knows that there's a a giant zipper flipping around the sky at 75 miles an hour want to go look at how the people set a table?
Yeah, but one of them had like a Harry Potter theme.
Oh, man. I didn't even see that section.
I found all the free stuff.
I could tell. I saw a bunch of people look like you heading to one area, and I was like, oh, that's not the area. It's not for me.
Then I went to the one area that was free, which was the pig racing, which that's exciting. Where I get to run around and get a prize.
That's great.
Which is great because it's free, but then they're also like, if you want to take a picture with Strawberry, that's $15.
Sure.
So of course, you know, every kid wants to do that as well. Eventually, I'm like, let's just go back over to the, you know, to the farm area. But then to get to through the farm, I have to go through the shopping pavilion.
Yeah. That's my favorite
and
spot.
And that is where I got screwed royally.
Yeah, it's like a live Shark Tank happening. Every 14 feet, there's someone else who's got something.
Hey, do you want to feel this? No. Do you know what it is? No. You want to know what it is?
Yeah, it's everything's like, hey, what kind of pillow do you have at home? Feathers? Well, if you want to try this, this is from the astronauts. You're like, what?
So before we got even halfway in, Katie, I've lost her. I come back and she is getting a makeover done. And she has been sold $300 worth of hair products.
Oh, my God. The best part the best part about this stuff is everything here is negotiable. Like, all the fair stuff, it's like, and they just...
Oh, what, and they're like, here's the price. She's like, okay!
It's like they're just trying to figure out who's the big sucker. It's so funny.
And they're like, it's buy one, get one free, but each thing is $300. I'm like, they're just making up... Yeah. But then I can't say anything because I'm, quote, judging her.
Right. So she bought makeup at the fair?
She bought hair products. So she bought a Wonder Wand that like blow dries and flat irons your hair at the same time. And of course, the person who's doing her hair makes it look amazing. And they're like, do you want me to upgrade your hair? And she's like, oh, totally, because it's hot and sweaty and everyone looks like crap.
Right.
So she's going to make her look amazing in 10 minutes because she is a professional hairstylist.
Yeah.
So then she comes with a huge bag full of products, comes home. She can't use any of them.
Yeah, of course.
She doesn't know how to use any of them.
These guys are pros. They're so good. The people that perform and demonstrate the items at the fair, the no-stick pans and all they're like perfect. They're so good at it. They're almost more like jugglers than they are salesmen.
It's incredible.
And then you go like, I got to have that. What kind of loser am I making an omelet at home with my old pan?
So then finally I go, let's just go over some of the games. We'll play some games. We'll go. And Wesley says, I want to hold the ticket that has our little ticket pack on it. Within 50 paces, he has lost it. So now that's another $45 I think that was left on the ticket that was gone. I said, let's just get the hell out of here. But again, it was a great time. And eventually I did make my way over to Chicken Charlie's.
Yeah.
And he was great.
Yeah, always worth the trip to Chicken Charlie's.
He was the highlight.
Well, the fair. Get there while you still can. Did it end this weekend? Was that the last weekend?
Yeah, it's over now.
All right, now they made enough
money. I bought everything.
They go, we can shut down a week early. We got all Allie's money, huh? Let's be honest, nobody likes to be called dumb, and that is why we feel obligated to award that title to someone on the show for at least the next year. It is a time for the return of the Dumb Off.
The Dumb Off.
That's a beautiful intro. I missed that very much. In previous years, year one of the Dumb Off, it was a tie. The dumb sash got worn by both Allie and Johnny together.
And I have a big problem with winning because I think the questions were complete BS and it was not a reflection of how smart a person is. It was just, are you good at wordy riddles?
It's different levels and different styles of intelligence, which is why it's the Dumb Off. Some would argue it's not fair to say who was the 11th president. That doesn't determine anything. But if you're able to use reasoning and deductive reasoning and understand what questions are being asked, then technically you show more intelligence. I didn't do great, I don't believe, on the IQ test because I thought that test was flawed. But who am I to decide what's flawed, what's not flawed? I would do great if there was some sort of a blind pizza-eating taste test, but people don't care about that when it comes
taste
to intelligence.
Taste tests, I guess, are still tests.
They're still tests. So it's the Dumb Off now, and representing our show today, it's producer Vanessa, who last year did beat Johnny in round one of the Dumb Off. So it's always good when you win because it means you don't have to compete again. Whoever loses round one of the Dumb Off will be competing again later this week, potentially for the Dumb Off finals. So I don't know the exact order and who's going to be going tomorrow, but today I know it's Jake versus Vanessa, head-to-head. Got questions here. You're more than welcome to participate, and we will determine over the course of this next week who truly is the dumbest person on the show. That person will be forced to wear the dumb sash, probably to that big cage, the elephant show. Mm-hmm. They'll have to wear around the sash of stupidity.
Oh, no.
I know, it's embarrassing. O-ray? It's going to be a really not a good look when you wear the giant sash that says dumb. Where is that sash, guys? We have it in there somewhere? I forget who. Oh, Vanessa's holding the sash? Did we lose the sash?
Well, I think it's we make a new start. One every year because it's made of paper.
Yeah, but I think last year, though, we said, let's keep this sash. This is a good sash. I feel like I've seen it in the office before.
Well, if we've lost it, all we need is paper and a magic marker to make
we'll
a new one.
We'll never make another
we
one.
Don't have those.
I want to point out that already Vanessa is probably down a point in the first round because when I asked her if she could print the questions for the dumb off, she came in here with one sheet of paper. I sent her probably 19 sheets of paper.
First of all,
I said, where's the rest of the dumb off? And she goes, oh, I didn't scroll down. So did not even print successful questions, but I did want her to cheat. So I had to do this very last minute as well so that she would not get a chance to preview the questions for the dumb off.
I didn't cheat, and I think anyone could have made that mistake.
All right. Vanessa.
Anyone could have.
And Jake the Nerd, please enter the K-Rock studios. If you'd like to watch the dumb off unfold live, you can watch it now as we are streaming on YouTube.
I'll get to go in there?
Yeah, you get to come in, Jake.
The dumb off.
Grab a microphone. Vanessa has entered the K-Rock studios now. Look at that. She's rarely in here with us.
Welcome,
nice to
Vanessa.
See you, Vanessa. Hi.
Welcome.
All right. That's the wrong
Where's
answer
Jake?
Again.
You don't need to. It's not yeah. like aloha. You don't just both say it.
Yeah. And Jake is making his way in here as well, I believe. He moves a lot slower because of the ulcer for colitis.
Because
he's
older.
Comes.
He's
making
he's
his
older.
Way. Jake, grab your pencil and be ready to sketch. Do not let Vanessa cheat off your page and vice versa. All right. Question number one, guys.
I'm ready.
Vanessa's been psyching herself up. She's ready to go.
This is the dumb off. Question.
The dumb off.
Number one. A man buys a horse for $60. And then sells it for $70. He then buys that same horse back for $80.
Wait. Uh-huh. That was so fast.
And sells it for $90. How much profit did that man make off of that one horse?
Ding, ding.
Are you saying ding ding because you have an answer or are you a question?
I think she's naming the horse.
I think that's what's going on in her brain.
Yeah. All right. So you have an answer?
Yes.
Wow.
Jake, you have an answer as well?
Uh-huh.
All right, moving on. Don't look at each other's answers. We'll score it at the end. Guys, what occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
God, these are riddles.
I hate these.
Once in a minute.
Oh, look at why are you doing that with your eyes?
I'm thinking.
Whatever you're doing now is racist.
If
Vanessa.
You think it's going to make you smarter, that's problematic.
It was a math question. Vanessa did some weird thing with her eyes. I don't like it at all, and I don't stand by it. But you can see it on YouTube. Go ahead. What happened? What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
Oh, God.
I know. It's the worst.
All right.
I think all those questions should be disqualified.
Moving on to question three. You have an answer, Vanessa? You didn't ding ding that time.
No dings.
Everything.
If two fathers and two sons go fishing and they catch three fish and each eats one fish, how is that possible? How is that possible?
Oh,
this is the
God.
Dumb off. Everyone's going back to school. A lot of people forgot their smarts over the summer, so this is a great way to catch up on your smarts.
None of this, by the way, would be taught in school, this weird, stupid fish question.
Yeah, it would be, because it's all about just how you use your
say
brain.
Say that thing again.
Two fathers and two sons go fishing. They catch three fish. Each eats one fish. How is that possible? Moving on to question four in the dumb off. If it takes 1 minute to boil one egg, how long does it take to boil three eggs? Vanessa, write it down.
All right, say that again.
If it takes 1 minute to boil one egg, how long does it take to boil three eggs? People on the text line have claimed that they have a perfect score. I haven't even said the answers yet, and they said this is the easiest year of the dumb off
year.
Yeah,
right.
We go to question number four, I believe, or five. Here we go. If a bag of chips has 18 servings, how many relatives could you share with if you each wanted to eat two servings of chips?
These questions are not it.
Okay. Don't mean they're not it. That is the question.
They're not good.
If a bag of chips has 18 servings, how many relatives could you share with if you each wanted to eat two servings?
God, I don't envy you guys. This is
just
ridiculous.
Round one of the dumb off. There's only two more questions, and then we don't have to do any more of this, at least for today. Next question, the dumb off. I'm an odd number. Remove a letter and I become even.
Yeah, I know this one.
All right, with confidence.
You know, you can study for this test just Google riddles.
No, you can't. Yeah. This is not, you can't. These are deep in the web. Vanessa, do you have any answers written down?
She's like, one.
You only have one answer written down?
They're half answers.
Half answers?
Yeah.
Finally, this is the last question.
Wait.
Wait. She's so exhausted.
Can you repeat the last one more time, please?
I'm an odd number. Remove a letter and I become even.
It's a classic.
Come on, Vanessa. Of course you know this.
Don't help her. Why are you saying Jake knows it? Because he's a nerd.
Now you're resorting to calling him a nerd.
All right. This is the last question, and then we got to move on. This begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it. Begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it. Well, Vanessa put her finger up very confidently.
Light bulb for Vanessa.
All right. That is round one of the dumb-off and has come to an end. How do you think this is going to score, Allie, based on just looking at their faces?
I mean,
right,
Vanessa
now
looks like she's crying fully. Yeah.
Vanessa, which one of those did you have the biggest problems with?
All of them, except for the first one.
You had problems with every single question?
Oh, yeah. My answers don't make sense.
Well, I can't wait to break down. The answer part of it is always the fun part of
Jake,
it.
Jake, so how do you think you did?
The second one, the last one, I don't know. Yeah. I'm still thinking about it.
You,
but
think
I think
you think you got at least five right?
I think I got the other ones right.
The ace wants to have some bragging rights. All right. We will pencils down. We will score it together at the end and figure out who is moving on in the dumb-off. Could be wearing the sash of stupid to that big Cage the Elephant show on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show, about to get the exciting conclusion, round one of the dumb-off. And if you're not feeling smart, heading back to school, or potentially want to feel super smart. Some people said easy, easy, easy. Other people said these questions so goddamn suck bad. They're just riddles.
A1A made a good point. Should we do another round in Spanish only so that Vanessa maybe could understand and have more of an advantage?
Vanessa speaks perfect English. How
dare
you?
Thank you, Clyde.
I'm offended. What did you say?
I said thank you.
Right, someone translate that. I don't know what you're saying. All right. It's time now for the results. The dumb off round one. Only one of them will move on. And maybe this is setting itself up already potentially for a Vanessa-Johnny battle. Hold you can see up. Them thinking on YouTube right now. They've got their answers. We go to question one, the dumb off. I'll tell you the answers in a moment. Guys, question one. Two fathers and two sons. No, I'm sorry. That's not even question one.
All right, you lose dumb off.
We're doing great.
Put on the sash, buddy.
Question one. A man buys a horse for $60, sells it for $70, then buys it again for $80, and sells it for $90. How much profit did the man make on that one horse? Vanessa, we'll start with you.
$20.
All right, Jake, what do you say?
It's at $10.
Okay, one of you got it right and one of you got it wrong. The correct answer after question one is Vanessa.
Whoa!
He made $20. The ace is down one early in the dumb off.
Then the question is, Jake, can you admit you were wrong?
No, I cannot.
But Jake, explain your math then, because if you came up with 10, that must be the right answer.
I guess I had to do different addition. I thought he sells it. He makes 10, but then he loses 10. And then he gains 10 again, so I thought it was 10.
Yeah. No, it's wrong. $20. Right. He makes 10 both times.
All right, whatever, stupid.
Yeah, but he lost. He lost money when he sold it. Or when he bought it back, he lost $10.
I lost track like five words in.
So
I think maybe
I might be right on this, actually.
There's no way you're right on this. It's strictly a question about profit. We go to question two.
There's no way he's right on this?
No
Are
way.
You sure?
I have the answer key as well. It's not just my own thoughts.
Uh-huh.
This dumb off every time leads to some fight.
He sells it for $70. He buys it back for $80. That means he loses $10 there.
Yeah, he lost $10.
And then he sells it again for $10. So he gets $10. It's $10.
Jake, I'm looking at
Jake,
the official.
It's okay.
A man buys a horse for $60, sells it for $70. He's just made $10.
Yep.
Then he buys it again for $80.
So that means he's even.
That means he's even.
And he sells it for $90.
That means he got $10.
How much profit does he make?
Yeah, it's $10.
The answer's $20.
How's it $20? How did you make
$20? It's math, Jake.
I think I'd rather know how Vanessa arrived at $20. Though.
Guys, I'm looking at the official answer key now. It says $20.
Okay.
It's already a
profit.
Discrepancy.
Whatever.
Because the question is about profit, not total. All right.
That's what profit means, is the money you make.
Jake, you're wrong. You're done, son.
Okay.
This is only the first goddamn question, guys.
Now I want to know how Vanessa arrived at the wrong right answer.
Vanessa, I can't tell you exactly, but 60, 70, then you made 10, but then it was 80. So the first time you made $10, and then the second time you sold it for 80. So that was another 10. 10 plus 10 is 20.
That didn't make any sense.
It made sense to me.
Question two. This was a question that Jake had a hard time with. Very difficult.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything. I can't.
What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? Jake?
I have no idea. I'm sure the answer's going to piss me off, though.
Yeah. A breath or some crap.
A breath? No. Vanessa, do you know this?
I just put second. A second.
Okay. The answer is the letter M.
Oh, my God. It's so dumb. I hate it when it's a spelling question.
Right. Well, I was right. It pissed me off.
So you both get a point.
So no one gets a point, and Jake has 0 points in the dumb-off. Wow, the ace could move into the finals of the dumb-off after one day.
A lot of people
day.
Coming in that Jake is right on question one.
Listen,
our profit is $10.
We have to have someone much smarter than us explain, but it sounds like he's not. All right, moving on to question.
It sounds like he's not.
Question three right now. Two fathers and two sons go fishing. They catch three fish, and each eats one fish. How is this possible, Vanessa?
They split one of the fishes.
Just put one of the fishes. What does that mean?
She said they split one of the fishes.
Oh, I see.
I don't know the answer to this. I just put they split a fish.
One fish got split.
Yeah, and they each had a fish.
Okay. That's going to be wrong. Jake, what say you?
One's a grandson.
Yes, that is correct answer. That is right.
Good job, Jake.
Yeah.
A grandfather, a father, and a son makes three people, and they each got a fish. So now, Allie, in the score, Jake has gotten his first one right, and Vanessa is down, but that means currently it's still tied up.
It's still tied.
Wow, very exciting. Come off.
I'm ahead 2-0.
I think he probably is.
No, guys. It's just a sore loser.
We'll go to your next question, guys. Question four. If it takes 1 minute to boil one egg, how many minutes would it take to boil three eggs? Vanessa.
1 minute.
Vanessa says 1 minute. How'd you come up with that?
It's just like, if you're putting them all in the same boiling pot, it's still going to take you a minute.
Jake, what did you say?
I said 1 minute.
All right. Yeah. The question coming through on the text line is, are you boiling them at the same time, or are you waiting for one to finish?
Yeah.
In which case, it would be but 1 minute is the answer that we are looking for.
That would be such a dumb way to boil eggs.
Yes. Terrible way to
one
boil
at a time.
Unless you have a very small pot. But, all right, you guys get the point on that, so congratulations. And now we move on. Only a few questions left, and this is still a completely tied-off dumb-off, round one. Question number five. If a bag of chips has 18 servings, how many relatives could you share with if you all wanted to have two servings of chips? Vanessa.
Nine.
That is wrong.
What?
Jake.
I said nine too.
How is that wrong?
Yeah.
Well, you're not including yourself because you wanted a serving. So you'd be technically sharing with eight relatives because you would be the ninth serving.
Got it.
So you could share with... That's like... you guys said it's a stupid question, but that is just basic intelligence. That's basic intelligence. Mm-hmm. You give nine people a serving, you're not getting a serving of chips.
I would love to give you this dumb-off.
I'm doing the dumb-off later this week. And you can write all the questions.
Okay, great.
Don't get mad.
The thing is, we'll write better questions.
Fine. Write better questions. Write worse questions. No one gets the point. We move on. This is a question, I think there's two questions left. Still tied.
Tied. That's insane.
This one.
I'm up 2-0.
Jake really hated this one.
Same.
I'm an odd number. Remove a letter and I become even. Vanessa.
I just said zero.
It's like probably the only number I can think
zero
of.
Zero is a number. Zero, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep,
maybe.
You're saying, okay, you're counting to 10 for us? That's very impressive.
I'm just going to say zero.
Someone give Vanessa a graham cracker. She did all the way.
Good job.
Jake, you know the answer.
I know. Yeah, it's seven.
Seven is correct. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Because if you take away the S, it's even.
Seven becomes the word even.
Yeah.
So Jake got it right.
I got it.
You like
I
it, Vanessa.
It.
All right, Vanessa.
I love how
down
now
one.
You're writing down the right answer that's like it makes a difference. Yeah. These are all the types of things that like seventh grade boys say to each other, like,
this
even.
Is the final one now. This is the final question. And right now, Jake's up by one. I have a at the beginning, a T at the end, and T inside. What am I?
You want to share with everyone what you wrote down?
Okay. Vanessa? I was going to say teeth, but obviously T doesn't end with a T. So I'm just going to
so
go
confident.
With T. I know.
You said, oh, you wrote down teeth?
Yeah. And I was like, wait, that's
I
wrong.
See teat.
But then that...
Can't say that on the air. Let's talk about a cow's udder.
Yeah, we are.
Oh.
But now, can I just say it's just T? You're just a T.
Just a letter T.
Just a letter T.
Yep.
Jake, did you write something down?
I wrote teapot.
That is correct,
Whoa,
Jake.
Oh, Jake.
Jake, congratulations. So the winner of round one of the Dumb Off is no one who sat through this. But also, Jake the Nerd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Congratulations. Rock, we'll do your news right now, then a brand new hour of the show can begin. First person to get on the standby boarding list to go see Oasis in New York City with Cage the Elephant. And you'll get access to the just-announced private K-Rock show at the El Rey with Cage the Elephant. So get excited about that.
Okay, Alexis. What's the fuck
you want? That's what I'm talking about. That's real energy right there. Your chance to win all that coming up just after this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Maybe you get your news here with us. If so, we question your decisions. Maybe you get it on your phone like the rest of the world. But cable news is being consumed less and less, that we know. And for MSNBC, that means it's time for a rebrand. They're breaking away from NBC, meaning they're now an independent channel, and they lose that iconic rainbow peacock logo, which is still relevant if you're watching Hotel TV. Just seeing that little rainbow peacock, it does hold great value. Now the network will be known as MS Now, which stands for something. It stands for My Source News Opinion World.
That's catchy. You should go with that.
Nice.
Just go with the whole thing. Why abbreviate?
It's really, yeah. It's just so long coming through on the side of your TV, your live TV network. And it even has a new logo, which basically looks like a red equal sign against a white background, which is a lot lamer than the Peacock logo. But they are very excited. They said they've been hiring like crazy. They hired tons of journalists from a bunch of different news networks across the country, and they claim that now they are going to make an even bigger footprint on what we know as cable news today.
It's very important for society to have, I don't know where it'll be or when it's going to be, but some sort of a news source that is not putting their own political slants on the information that we are being given, and they're not necessarily giving stories based on which pharmaceutical companies are financing them. that's going to be the hardest part to figure out. But if someone can figure out how to actually give legitimate factual news
to the general public. Well, and I kind of always thought of MSNBC as one of the more neutral news publications.
Everyone had to make a choice, though. And everyone and Rachel Maddow, who
she is
on your team, became the face of that like operation.
Yeah.
And then as a result, everything, it's very difficult to try to figure out. I know sometimes when I watch sports coverage and one of the announcers is a huge fan of one of the teams, it makes it so much less interesting
for
me.
You feel like you can't trust them.
I don't trust what they're saying.
Sure.
Because I know, I'm like, this guy is such a Cowboys homer that it doesn't matter whatever. He's not even giving the call what it deserves. And
but isn't
I feel the same with news.
Yeah, but if you're passionate about sports or passionate about politics, you're usually passionate for a reason. Right,
yeah.
And there is an opinion that goes with it. They're both so subjective. Everyone has opinions about those things, and it's probably extremely difficult to even present facts in a certain way that don't seem biased to somebody.
Unless you're KNX.
You would just have to be a robot.
Anchors, though, used to be great at being these robots that you would actually enjoy. They were robots with a soul and kind eyes, so they would be like, 11 babies died in a school bus explosion, and then they'd be like,
and also, where to get the best pancakes in town.
And then move on, and you'd be like, oh, all right, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I thought most news networks have that, and then they also have their other shows that are like, here's a person that is opinionated and has their own show, right?
Yeah, good luck. That's all I'm saying. Good luck, because everyone is so just based on, I won't trust. Where did you see that story? Fox News, I don't trust it.
I want to
CNN,
create a news network that just sells out to everybody on every side.
That's great. Will you equally sell out to all so you don't know? It's like, get your guns, no guns.
Exactly.
Eat these pills.
Guns and abortions.
Pills are bad.
All right, it's possible to have too much of a good thing. I don't know if that's possible on this show, given what happened in the last hour. But when it comes to Uncrustables, there is too much of a good thing. Apparently, it's possible to eat so many.
This is a scary story.
That you can develop a peanut allergy. At least that's what this woman claims. She said that she has been having an Uncrustable every day for the last 5 months. Doesn't that sound incredible?
Yeah, we got to warn Kevin Ryder. We were just in his fridge over the weekend for Celebrity Refrigerator.
He had the great ones. Those are the best ones.
He had a ton of Uncrustables in there. And those were not for his. Those were for him.
Yeah, so it says that after having one every day for the last 5 months, now this woman has a chronic itchy throat and that it's steadily getting worse, and she's exhibiting all the, side effects of a regular peanut allergy in her adulthood. She never had a peanut allergy before. All right, and then finally, if you are traveling this summer with the few weeks we have left, or maybe you're planning some kind of a vacation coming up, just know that Europe is cracking down on you being a douchey tourist. A lot of different countries are now putting in these fines depending on how you act. If you act particularly annoying, or if you violate new dress codes like wearing a swimsuit while you're not on the beach, or wearing flip-flops while you're driving, or if you are, if it's like reckless e-scooter use, that was another one that was put on there. So if you are doing things that basically make you look like an a-hole tourist, now you can get fined for those things up to $1,300.
Yeah, but if I have my USA tank top and I want to wear that to a restaurant in another country to let them know that I'm American, they're cool with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you let them know.
I think they love that. And then put some guns on the shirt as well.
You got to. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now, and the first thing we do is give you tickets. You will be the first recipient of access to our just-announced private show at the El Rey with Cage the Elephant, and get your name on the standby list to go see them with Oasis in New York City. And I'm looking for you right now. Caller 20 at 800-520-1067. We come back, give you those tickets next on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow? cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.